Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. And
then
there were five. That's how many jurors have been seated for the Donald Trump hush money trial now. Before last night, there were seven, but one juror told the judge, "Oh, no, too many people know who I am, and I'm not feeling this." And then today, another juror was dismissed by prosecutors because they say, well, I'm sure he was being up and up, on the up and up with his answers. And so here we are on this Thursday as the contentious and delicate jury selection continues, and it comes with more controversy involving the defendant and what he allegedly keeps doing outside court, particularly on his social media. Newsman Mark Remillard starting us off on this Thursday.
Shortly after one of the seated jurors was dismissed after raising concerns about her identity being revealed, prosecutors asked the court to hold Trump in contempt, highlighting what they say were seven more instances in which Trump violated his gag order. In one social media post, Trump shared a New York Post opinion piece that called Trump's former attorney and witness in the case, Michael Cohen, a serial perjurer. In another post on Wednesday, Trump quoted a Fox News commentator who claimed liberal activists were lying to try and get on the jury. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
And by the way, someone talked to one of the prospective jurors who wasn't picked, who shared what goes on in the jury pool for a high-profile defendant like Trump.
They asked if you could be impartial, if you couldn't, if you had bias and felt you couldn't be impartial, to raise your hand.
And as we've seen, there have been a lot of hands raised. There's the potential 39 jurors now remaining in the initial group of 96. That's because 48 of them raised their hands and said, no, I can't be impartial. I can't do this. The selection process marches on. So did you hear about this thing in Queens, Flushing? It says here some guy, an alleged squatter, was living in a Queens house, a lady's house, and actually renting out rooms to other people. Queens DA Melinda Katz says 35-year-old Brian Rodriguez took over a house on 160th Street in Flushing, but it didn't belong to him. The real homeowner, Adele Andaloro, was checking on the property, which she inherited from her dad. Says she noticed the front door was changed. She hadn't been at the house since January. Anyway, she says she ran into Rodriguez at her house, and during the confrontation, he allegedly told her he was leasing the property. He didn't say who he was leasing it from. She says she found out Rodriguez was actually doing the leasing. She found several, golly, I can't even finish this story. She found several people living in her house. He was renting out rooms. Long and short of it, he was arrested and charged with burglary, grand larceny, criminal possession, trespass, and somebody said probably price gouging. He was charging us a fortune to stay there. Seriously, several New York City council members have pushed to change the laws around squatting. And are you ready for this, Wins family? Before they could get things sorted out, Miss Andaloro says the alleged squatter called the police on her, and they actually took her away for unlawfully trying to evict him. I'm through. A follow-up now to a story we did last week with legitimate pot dispensaries fed up at all the illegal smoke shops that are popping up and screwing up their business. Well, now, many are calling on Albany to pass a bill that would, dare we say, smoke out the bad guys.
So what would the New York State Smoke Act accomplish once it's finalized here in the state budget? It would give the Adams administration much more authority to immediately shut down many of these illegal smoke shops in the city, and there are thousands of them. Tiffany Fulton, a community advocate, says it would be great news, especially for the kids of our city.
We know that they're getting robbed. We know that people are getting shot. Do we need one of those bullets to go through one of the walls of our schools and hurt our children? Like, enough is enough. We need to shut that down. We need to regulate it.
Apparently, millions in fines have been handed out against these illegal smoke shops. Most of those fines never paid. Once again, this would give the authority to the city to get these stores closed for good. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 125th Street in Harlem.
More now on that setback at Manhattan Criminal Court in the jury selection for former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. As you've heard, one of the jurors who had been among seven who were seated yesterday called it off, saying she was getting a little freaked out that people knew who she was. And this morning, another juror was set free after prosecutors raised concerns about the accuracy of his answers. So now they're down to five. And as jury selection continues, prosecutors are again asking the judge to make Trump pump the brakes on his social media.
Prosecutors again asking the court to hold former President Trump in contempt, citing what they say are more violations of a gag order since they raised the issue earlier this week. They say he's violated it seven more times. Prosecutors calling it ridiculous and saying that it needs to stop. The doubled down request comes as jury selection in the case has been dealt a blow when the court dismissed one of the seated jurors who expressed concerns about her identity being revealed. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
There are 39 potential jurors remaining in the initial batch of 96. 48 were excused because they didn't feel they could be impartial. Another 9 had other conflicts. Some new data says the highest number of children in a decade lived in New York City's homeless shelters last year. That's one of the stats which came out of a city controller's study to underscore the homelessness crisis as rents rise and affordable housing options shrink.
A new dashboard was revealed by Comptroller Brad Lander. He says this will give the city a better picture of the homeless crisis.
There's no one place before this where you really could look at the trends impacting homelessness.
He says there has been a 167% increase in the shelter population over the last 2 years. Lander says this new dashboard will help city officials better identify what they need to focus on.
We've got a heat map that really shows where the evictions are, and a huge percentage of them are in the Bronx.
Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.